Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Welcome to worship, friends. It is a beautiful day to gather together to praise God and be in fellowship with each other, and we're so blessed to be together this day. My name is Loretta Job. I'm a retired deacon that is part of the pastoral care team here at the church. And this is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We do that in a variety of ways, some of which you will have seen on the screen flashing before the service, some of which are on your connection card. If you pull that out of your bulletin, you'll see that there are some opportunities for you to be part of worship, to be part of mission and ministry here, and I strongly encourage you to take a look and see where God might be calling you to be a part of the activities here at the church. Also in the pew backs are prayer cards. They're bright yellow. If you or someone you know is in need of prayer, please take a moment and fill those out, and we will get them to the clergy pastoral care team as well as our prayer group that meets weekly. This morning, helping us in worship, Bruce Stark will be bringing our message. Tom Doan and Carol Kaputska will be helping out up here as well. I don't see any, so I'm going to make this announcement anyway, though. There is no Sunday school this morning. They gave the Sunday school and nursery workers the weekend off. So if you've got little ones, they're welcome to stay. There's some busy bags in the back, and there's the family room at the back as well. I have a few announcements this morning, the first of which is regarding the church picnic on July 20th. Again, a reminder, we will be at Whitmore Lake at 11 o'clock. There will be no 9:15 at Whitmore Lake, so if those folks show up for their service, they're going to be a little early, they can help set up. But we will have worship there at 11 o'clock. There will be a picnic afterwards, so please come and join in that fun and fellowship and the beauty of Whitmore Lake. If you got a chance to be out for the fireworks at Whitmore Lake, I know Russ and Sue were there. It is a beautiful setting to have worship, so please take note of that. We are still in need of VBS volunteers. So again, on the back of your connection card or on the website, you can sign up. It will give you a description of what the job is, so you know what you're signing up for. There are plenty of opportunities, and we need you to help make it a great experience for the over 100 children who will be here as part of that. Drop-in help with VBS decor also starts this week, Tuesday, and I think there, I don't know, Susan, are you helping with the decor this year? No, okay. I don't know who's in charge of the decor this year, so call the front office, and you'll find out who you're going to be working with. And then lastly, we have Active Faith has started Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at the Sunset Ridge Picnic Area. Josh, wave your hand back there, Josh. Is going to be there to walk with you and enjoy God's nature and some fellowship there, so please consider being a part of that. Those are the announcements I have for this week, and let us now rise and join in our opening hymn, God of the Ages. Shine.
Good morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning, lifting the imperfect country we love in prayer. We celebrate our independence as a nation and the freedom we strive for as a people. And we continue to pray for freedom and justice for all people. We lift up in prayer our veterans and our sons and daughters actively in the military, and that you would guide our leaders to make decisions that will lead us toward peace. In your name we pray, amen. Please be seated. Scripture lesson this morning is from Matthew 4, 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Yes, thank you, Tom, for reading our scripture this morning. We're starting a new sermon series. It's called Walking in the Wilderness. You know how they always say they save the best for last. So evidently that's why I'm first. It'll probably get better as we go along. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the inspiration of all of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, for you, Lord, are our rock and our redeemer and the one who leads us through the wilderness. Well, I got taught a lesson a few weeks ago, or maybe a couple more weeks. I came up and I was given the message and I told a serious story. And when I get done with the story, which I thought was a rather touching story, it was nice, everybody just kind of sat there and looked at me. So I talked to somebody after, and he says, well, we were waiting for the punchline. The story didn't have a punchline. But now I realize my stories have to have a punchline. So here we go. I've learned my lesson, and I'm doing better. We're talking about the wilderness, and there's a story about an atheist walking through the woods. And as he's walking through the woods, all of a sudden a bear comes upon the atheist. And the atheist starts running from the bear, and the bear's chasing him, and the atheist looks up to the sky, and he says, dear Lord, please help me. Everything freezes. You hear a voice from above, the Lord. Excuse me, all these years you've been denying me, now all of a sudden you want help from me? And the guy says, well, he said, I was kind of hoping. He says, well, he says, if you can't make me a Christian and save me, at least make the bear a Christian. Lord said, okay. Everything started moving again. The bear started chasing and stopped, dropped to his knees, and says, the bear said, dear Lord, thank you for these gifts we're about to receive and the nourishment. Now, I know that's not theologically correct, because if an atheist does go to Jesus and God, they will be accepted. But that didn't work for my story, so we had to go with that one. When we began our scripture today, we heard about a spirit had led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested. To put it into context, we need to go back to Matthew 3:16-17, when Jesus was baptized, and we read, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. Then in today's scripture, it says that the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted. The Spirit led him in. So we know that this is the very beginning of Jesus' ministry on earth. It starts out with a 40-day and 40-night fast, after which he was met by the tempter to test Jesus and his hunger. And Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. According to Scripture, they leave there and go to the holy city out of the wilderness and had Jesus stand on top of the tallest point in the temple. This is where Jesus said, do not put your Lord to the test. Then they move to a very high mountain where the tempter offers Jesus all the kingdoms of the world if Jesus will bow down and worship him. Jesus denies him and says, away from me, Satan. Then the tempter left, and Jesus was attended by the angels. It says the angels attended him, but in the end of chapter 3, it said the Spirit of God was with him. And at the beginning of chapter 4, we read that the Spirit led him into the wilderness. So it stands to reason that God was with him all the time he was tempted. And God was the one who provided bread for Jesus after his testing concluded. So we know that the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tested by Satan. And he was tested 3 times. Each time he was tested, he responded with Scripture. The first story with the turning the stones into bread was Deuteronomy 8:3. To teach you that a man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The second one, where he said, throw yourself down and the angels will carry you up. Deuteronomy 6:16 says, do not put your Lord, the God, to the test. The third one, Deuteronomy 6:13. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. This was when the devil offered him all the kingdoms if he bowed down for him. So we know that each time he was tempted, he responded with the word of God. But that covers Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, even though the second and third temptations were on the high point of the temple, and on top of the mountains. But that could still be considered wilderness. So to get a good feeling for what the wilderness is, I went to a source higher than mine. Somebody way smarter than me, Google. One definition said, what are the characteristics of a wilderness? Wilderness provides outstanding opportunities for solitude or primitive and unconfined reaction. Back in my heyday, I used to do a lot of camping. My goal was to camp at every state park until I found out what area I wanted to settle down in, buy a cottage. When I got married, my wife had been living in a mobile home, so we moved that to an area near Higgins Lake. That's where her parents had a cottage, and that gave us our cottage. Didn't take me long to figure out that what I really enjoyed was camping. I was in the Elks. They had a camping club, and so we sold the mobile home and started with a tent, then advanced to pop-up campers, and then finally to a larger travel trailer. We weren't exactly camping in the wilderness, but we enjoyed it. At least I thought we all enjoyed it. Years later, I was talking to my son, Brad, and he told me that some of his favorite times when we went camping, which he really didn't like doing, was when he was able to wander off by himself with a book and just go into a field by himself. That was his wilderness, and he could get away by himself and just sit and read the book. And in this case, his wilderness provided an opportunity for solitude. Another Google definition asks, what is wilderness spiritually? Your wilderness experience is that place where God hides you from public view and prepares you for his purposes. You may feel the darkness of the wilderness will never cease, but the time will come when the Lord will bring you out of hiding and to the place he desires for you. For many of us, wilderness is not a physical place, but a spiritual place. We can see our wilderness every step of the way. We start a new job. We buy a new house. We move to a new neighborhood. We move on to the next big challenge. But just as Jesus knew that God was with him during his temptation, we need to remember that God is with us during our times of need. God doesn't always give us what we want. Sometimes he just gives us what we need. 1974, when I was 19, my dad and I bought a business. Moving company specialized in medical, dental, and optical equipment. Part of my contribution to purchasing the company was to work for no salary to help get the business going. I ended up getting a job as a bartender part-time to give me some money for expenses. I really didn't need a lot of money because I was still living with my parents, but I needed a little cash for myself. I never went to college, so my dad felt this was a way to help me provide for my later years. That was 51 years ago. I wasn't much involved in running the business, but as time went on, I learned a few things. I was still limited, but I was picking things up as I went. Then in 1992, unexpectedly, my dad had a heart attack and passed away. I was forced into a position of business owner and wasn't sure what to do. I didn't know it at the time, but God was with me and helped me get through it. That was one of my wilderness moments. And as I look back now, I know the only way I could have done it was with God's help. It's funny because I had a dream. And in my dream, I looked out the window and I saw my dad. My dad didn't say anything, but he stood there and he smiled at me. I got up the next morning and I had so much more confidence and so much more in my head knowing that I was able to move on. Now that I look back, I realize that wasn't just my earthly father, but my holy father was there. That was God looking at me, giving me the confidence and helping me move on from that point. Several years after that, I went through a divorce and I was scared beyond belief. I always thought that if I had nothing holding me back, I wanted to be an over-the-road trucker. My wife was gone, the kids had moved on, they were out of the nest and living their own lives. I didn't even have a cat yet. Then I started to think that maybe I shouldn't be alone that much. and decided to stay in Brighton. I ended up getting way more involved in our church, and bada boom, bada bing, I had a family again. I really feel that God had a lot to do with helping me make that decision, so here I am still, and you are my family. We all have been through and into the wilderness. The thing to remember is that God is with us when we are there, and he's rooting us for us to succeed. But he's right there helping us every step of the way. Even the disciples went through a wilderness experience. They had to quit their jobs, face financial hardship, and leave the comfort of their families. It turned their lives upside down. They struggled with long journeys on foot, weariness, hunger, and fear. The disciples followed Jesus willingly, but that didn't mean it was easy. They were unsure of their purpose and many of the things he was trying to teach them. They needed to learn spiritual discipline, have their faith tested, and learn to obey his commands. Jesus was preparing them for something special. The work of spreading the gospel message. Looking at another website on the internet, in case you notice, I spent a lot of time on the computer. There was a woman by the name of Anne Marie, and she had these quotes on her website. God takes us into the wilderness when he is preparing, refining, and training us to do his good works. The wilderness can strengthen and grow our faith, help us develop perseverance, show us how God works in our circumstances, help us see ourselves as God's beloved children, know God better, and become spiritually mature. Be a creative place where we can learn his purpose for our lives. We concentrate on the definition of wilderness as an uninhabited area where we spend time alone and encounter God. It has purpose, his plan, but it's not always apparent. Someone told me once that God will never give me more than I can handle. I think sometimes he does. The trick is that he doesn't expect us to handle it on our own. He's there to help us, and he's there to help us through it. He also told me that if God takes you to it, he'll help take you through it. And that one gives me peace. You ready for your own wilderness? Do you know what your wildernesses are? Don't be afraid, because when you get into the wilderness, remember God's there. Reach out a hand and he'll be there to help you up. God's always there to help you get through your wilderness. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, I never expected everything to be easy, and I wasn't disappointed. They say it's a jungle out there, and the best way to get through the jungle is with a good guide. Thank you, Lord, for being my guide, helping smooth out the bumps in the road, and getting me out of the wilderness. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And remember, you thought I was going to forget. Remember, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
My rock in whom I trust. ever capture you, and famine will bring you no fear.
Under his wings, your refuge, his faithfulness, your shield, and he will raise you up.
So, as always, I look to see what the chapter, what the verses that we're going to be talking about, and who is praying, just to prepare for my congregational prayer with you. And I noticed that it was walking in the wilderness. And it's interesting when Bruce asked, "What is your wilderness?" Because I thought, literally, you saw my wilderness. Because I have to walk over to the railing and walk all the way. So, like, that's my wilderness. The flat ground is my wilderness. So can you imagine what I would be like in the wilderness? Yeah, the actual wilderness of roots and uneven ground throws fear in my heart. So when I think about the wilderness, it's very scary for me. Well, other people, it's beautiful. I find it very scary for physical reasons. But when I put what was going to be talked about today together, so we just finished with the 4th of July, freedom, and we were talking about the wilderness, I thought to myself, well, who better to do it with than Bruce? I can fight the wilderness with Bruce. So it brought me courage. And then we're talking about freedom. And in the last couple of years, especially, maybe as I've grown older, maybe as things that are happening in our world are changing, I feel like my hackles get up. I feel like I'm very much at this time in my life pro-freedom and all of those wonderful things that come with it. So that is what brought me to my prayer today. I want you to feel that oompa that I felt. So come with me into the wilderness and our congregational prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we know that we take our freedoms for granted. We do not realize what we have until our safety and way of life is threatened. Our independence means so much to us, and we pray for freedom and justice for all people. We pray thanks to you for those people who help protect us and have heard the call to serve in the military. We pray thanks to you for those people who work in the emergency services and protect us or help us in those times when we are the most vulnerable. Many in the world are not safe, are oppressed, are unable to see your light, God. We pray today for those that are oppressed, that they may break free from the bonds, to bring safety to people that find themselves in risky and harmful situations, and help us to remember to not be afraid, for you are with us and you will never leave us. In our lives, when we feel led into the wilderness to be tested, we pray that you help us to fight against temptations, the temptations to make wrong choices, to lash out at others, or to harm others. May we practice the pause and seek your guidance. We pray for the ability to stop and find solutions that do not inflict harm, but bring peace. Help us to find the guidance that we may be seeking, the strength to continue, and to continue in faith while navigating these challenging and uncertain times. We may be feeling lost and afraid. Please, Lord, offer us your comfort and illuminate our paths so that we may find where we need to be. Our purpose is to serve you, Lord, and we are so thankful for the opportunities to do so, that we can take up your causes and grow as humans. We thank you for the ways that you give us to make our voices heard, whether it be to protest against what we feel is unjust, to fight for freedoms of those that are at risk or have had their voices taken away, or to be in mission to make the lives of those in need around us in the world better. We can be of help to those that are being tested by trials in their lives. We can ease pain with our words and actions. We are never without power, as we are able to pray to you if nothing else. We can lift up others with our thoughts, our tithes, our missions, and prayers. This congregation lifts up through the prayer quilts that we spend time at the end of service tying knots and saying prayers to help ease their burdens. And today we pray for Jerry and Aaron. We lift them up to you, to the light, for healing and peace. And now we would like to spend a moment and share our personal prayers with you. Now let's say those words together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And when you're in the wilderness, if those words don't come to you, may the words of Bruce come to you. God loves you. And there's not a thing you can do about it.
As we prepare to come to the table this
This morning, I want to remind everyone here as I look out at the beauty of God's creation in all of your faces, that everyone is invited to God's table. You do not need to be a member here to any church. If you feel God's grace and forgiveness calling you to be a part of this meal, please know that God is willing and waiting to welcome you to this day. As we dismiss everyone, the ushers will guide you up forward and allow you to process through the side aisles and down the center aisle on your way back. Let us join in prayer. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to sin and death and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, all of you. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body and blood of redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in his final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. If the communion service would come forward and the ushers prepare, the table is set. Pray with me. Gracious God, thank you for this gift of grace and love that you pour out to us through your Son, Jesus. May we indeed be filled with your Spirit this day, that we might go forth to be your people, spreading light and love into this world. In Jesus' name, amen. As we take time now for our offering, just want to remind you, if you are a visitor here, we do not anticipate or expect you to contribute this day. Your presence here is the gift that we most like to receive, so thank you for your presence. If you are a regular giver, if you have come multiple times, you know that this church takes very seriously the charge to go out into the world and make disciples. We do that in a variety of ways, but we do that with your support through your time, your talent, your gifts, and your witness. So thank you in advance for your offerings today. Would the ushers please come forward?
Lord, we thank you for all that you have first given us. We give with open hearts, offering ourselves to you. Accept the gifts we bring and bless them to be used effectively in the mission and ministry of this church. Amen.
God is good
all the time.
Man, it's a jungle out there. It's a wilderness, but you can handle it. With God's help, you can handle it. Hit it head on and go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, go in peace. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.